Welcome to the Comic Cast, Ireland's number one comic book podcast.
Craig.
I'm Liam.
What are we doing this week, Liam?
This is a special show from the Animation Graduate Showcase 2010 of the Ballyfermot Animation Students.
We're here live.
Live from the IFI. It's quite exciting.
It is. I'm very excited. I enjoy animation.
Is that all you got?
That's all I got.
All right. Well, we're just waiting to go in to see a selection of some of the short films.
Absolutely.
Last week, when the Ballyfermot students were
handing in their...
Yeah, they were busily trying to, you know, finish their shorts on time, and the one thing they didn't need was someone to arrive down on deadline time.
Yeah, pressure them into doing an interview.
But that's what I did. So here is an interview with a few of the students from that day.
Ray Johnson, is it?
Ray Johnson, yeah.
What's your piece about?
My piece is called Detective Honey, and it's about this man and his honey on toast goes missing. It's kind of like a detective story about how he finds it, and then he finds the culprit, and there's a dramatic ending. That's pretty much what it's about.
How much work goes into a short? Like, do you have to animate it entirely by yourself for this particular one, or?
The final year degree students have to do everything themselves, from modeling, animating, everything. I did my film in 3D, so I had to build all the sets, and I had to do all the texturing, all the modeling, and then finally animate it.
Yeah, yeah. Is that something that, like, the 3D modeling? Is that something they teach here, like, as part of the course? Or
You learn kind of basically all your basic animation skills in the first two years, and which is the CCHND, and then you do your degree course, which is mainly kind of your own work. Like, it's all pretty much kind of self-motivated, but there's a lot of help here on board as well. Like, we do get given like, if we need any help with 3D stuff, we always have people to go to and that kind of thing.
Yeah. I take it you enjoyed the course and...
Yeah, the course was brilliant, yeah. I think I preferred last year to this year.
Okay.
Last year we made group films, and this year we had to do it on our own. So this year it kind of gets a bit of a struggle, all right.
But, bit more intense.
A bit more intense. But it was enjoyable as well. It's just... I find working in a team more enjoyable than working on my own. That was the only thing.
Are you looking forward to the screening in the IFI?
Yeah, I can't wait for the IFI. It should be good. Finally see it. I'm kind of sick of looking at my film. I'm looking forward to seeing it on the big screen and seeing everyone else's as well up there.
So, Nicola and...
Leo.
Leo.
Yeah.
So as you were just telling me there, you finished your short and you have a few more.
You finished the short as well, but you have a few more
bits and pieces.
Yeah, it's just like the dossier, the film dossier.
Oh, okay.
Kind of stuff, you know, like the Bible or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's start with you then, Leo. What was your short about?
My short was about it's a little girl and the extreme lengths she goes to find her missing cat. That's what my film was about. You know? It's essentially that, and she ends up finding, like, she goes. First of all, she can't see her cat anywhere. She doesn't know where it is. She's looking around the house. She starts putting posters up all over the place. Then she starts getting desperate, so she finds a medium, like a psychic, to help her out. That goes wrong. It goes crazy. She goes into space, and then it slaps bang down to real life when she finds the cat dead.
Oh, God.
So it's a heartwarming tale.
Yes. What style of animation or what type of...
It's Flash animation,
okay.
With After Effects. It's my first time using Flash, really. Like, I know Nicola made a film last year using Flash, but it was my first time because, you know, it just seems to be... Like, I mean, I remember last year we were doing traditional classical animation, and I really wanted to give something that I could do in my house without all the equipment into classical animation and stuff like that, you know, which I love as well.
Yeah, yeah.
I wanted to give Flash a shot, you know.
How did you find it?
I really enjoy it, yeah. Like, I mean, it was my first attempt at it, you know, so hopefully, but I've learned so much from it, you know, as well. So, I'm looking forward to using it again.
Like, all right. Well, Nicola, what is your short about?
It's about a lonely little boy, and he's trying to fly a kite, basically, and he fails and he keeps on failing. And
okay.
Like he tries to throw it from a tree and he gets wrapped in the tree and then a dog runs away with it. And he's led to a father and a daughter. And he's like, oh, look at them, they're so happy and I'm lonely. So he gets all sad. But then the girl runs after him and helps him fly the kite. So it's just a cute little happy story.
Yeah, yeah. And what style of animation did you decide to go with?
I did Flash as well. Because okay. I worked on it last year. So it was just, I was most comfortable with that.
How did you find the course in general? You know, it's 3 years. Is this your third year or second year?
Oh, I was only here for 2 years.
Okay.
I was in Clash of Duty before that.
Oh, okay.
I first started here about 6 years ago. I took, I had to take a year off a few years ago, but I've done the whole thing. Like, you know,
yeah,
I took 1 year off in between the diploma and the degree course. So 6 years, like, spanning of time, you know, seems like a long time, you know. But, yeah. But, I love the course here, you know. I really like it, you know. I've nothing to do now when I leave.
Yeah.
The tutors are really, you know, passionate about what they're doing, which helps, you know what I mean, that.
Are you looking forward to the night on the 26th, the screen in the IFI?
Yeah, it's going to be, yeah, I'm dying for it, yeah. Because, you know, when you're making the film, because, you know, they choose... You're not a shoe-in to get your film shown, you know what I mean? It has to be a certain standard, you know? But I'm happy enough with how mine turned out, you know? So I'm looking forward. I can take my mammy along to it. And not be ashamed, you know? But I'm really looking forward to it. It should be a great night. And there's a lot of interest this year as well with all the stuff with the Oscars and all that kind of stuff.
Well, speaking of that, was there more pressure on, you know... On E, just in general.
There's a lot of interruptions. There's people coming in from newspapers and stuff. And
yeah, the novelty wears off pretty quickly when it's like you know, 7 days in the trot. There's newspapers in, you know, taking, and they never took my picture either.
Yeah, but, mind, but it ended up in the Cork Examiner or something.
But no, I don't think I don't think there was any specific more pressure. You know, I mean, you'd want to do a good job, and obviously it's a boost for everybody. But I don't think you're gonna do the same amount. You do anyway. Well, hopefully, you know. I don't think
more stressed out or anything. And Nicola, what do you hope to kind of, what area of animation do you kind of want to aspire to? Or
I want to stick with Flash anyway. Okay. That's really what I've been doing the whole time I've been doing animation. But I really want to get into the story making aspect of it and script writing and that kind of thing. So
okay, and Liam.
Kind of the same as Nicola. Like, I mean, script writing, like, ever since I've been here, I've really concentrated on that because I've noticed that a lot of people don't really go that route, you know. Like, my films, the film I made this year and last year, have narration and talking in it, and usually in animation skills, they tell you, don't do that so your films can be shown internationally. But I just figured no one else was doing it, and I think I'm fairly confident in writing, you know. There's a lot of parts of animation that I'm not that confident about. But I'm fairly confident in that aspect and the story writing thing, so I really try to push that. So hopefully I can get some sort of, down the line somewhere, some sort of job where I'm in a story writing team or in that process of it. I'd really like to be into that, you know.
There seems to be a lot of kind of animation studios in Ireland, just from my kind of layman's kind of point of view. Is there, do you reckon there's like many job opportunities going? Or
I think it depends on what they're working on at the moment. It's like if they have a series that they're doing, they'll obviously hire more staff, but if they don't have anything, then they don't have any
jobs.
It all depends.
Like, there's a lot more now than there was even when I started here. Like, I mean, just even the amount more companies, and I mean, we go on studio visits here a couple of times, like to, you know, the various Brown Bags and Cavalier and Boulder and places like that, and just to see the standard of work in there. It's not just like, I mean, it's really high quality. Like, I mean, we were at Boulder Media and they're doing a show for Cartoon Network or something, and just the standard was just great, and just the opportunities they're getting to do, and it's on the Keys, you know, in Dublin, and the idea that that's happening is crazy, because you always think of animation as being in some sort of squalid den in Korea or something, you know what I mean? But so it's great, like, that's happening. And I mean, even 10 years ago it wasn't happening, you know. I mean, there's the stuff with Bluth and all, you know. It seems to be a good time here now, I think.
Yeah. All right, well, thanks very much for talking to me.
Great talking to you.
So we're still here in the IFI.
We're still waiting. The queue is growing longer.
And we've spotted a few celebrities here.
Absolutely.
Animation celebrities.
Tom Moore is just over there.
Yeah.
Kicking ass and taking names.
Nicky Phelan from Brown Bag Films and Granny O'Grim.
Stephen Ray. Gabe Byrne.
They're all pulled there. Actually, Tom Moore's rocking a really cool Totoro hoodie.
Yeah, yeah, it is pretty nice.
It's pretty good.
We should try and get him to come over, do a quick interview. Tom! Hey, Tom! He saw me, but he's looking away.
Also, I went to interview Gareth Lee. Hmm. He's one of the big wigs over there at the Animation College in Ballyfermot, and he had this to say.
Well, Gareth, thanks very much for talking to us, because I know you're pretty busy today. What's going on today, exactly?
Basically, it's, I suppose, assessment is what's going on. Students, the Level 3 students and the Level 4 students have been submitting films over the last 2 days. The ADA1's students submitted their films yesterday, and they were assessed yesterday, and then the ADA2 or Level 4 students are submitting today, throughout the day, and they're being assessed as well. So there's a lot going on. Students are running around trying to get stuff finished off, and tutors are assessing work and so on. So it's a busy day.
How much work goes into an animated short? Because this year they're making them by themselves, are they? Whereas last year there would have been a group.
The Level 3 students make a group film, and then the Level 4 students have a choice of either making a group film or an individual film, and that's kind of a new thing we've brought in. This year, because it was the first year we brought it in, I think students still wanted to make their individual film, so all of the students in the final year have actually made individual films. Going forward, though, we would hope there'd be more kind of group films in the final year, because there's a lot of work involved. Even for a group, it's quite an arduous task to kind of get a film completed, you know, from absolute, you know, from scratch, I suppose, over the course of a year, on top of all the other modules you have to obviously work and other assignments you have to hand in. So for the individuals at Level 4, it's been a tough year. It's a lot of work, but hopefully it'll all pay off now, and the show will be a good show, and we'll see some nice work.
Is there a lot of different styles from just talking to Ray? He was saying he did a 3D animation piece. Like, is there a lot of varying between traditional and...
Yeah, I mean, Ballyfermot would have the tradition of being a 2D college, I suppose, but obviously we've got a lot of students who opt for 3D animation, and we've got students who some of them are doing 2D, but they're doing 2D flash animation, and then a lot of students are combining different techniques, so they're using maybe 2D with 3D backgrounds, or a combination of other software as well. I mean, a lot of them are using After Effects, say, to kind of, you know, composite and to kind of finish off their animation, add different visual effects and so on. So, there's a lot of different techniques being used, and then there's also a lot of different styles of animation. And a lot of that just comes from the students' own personal styles and their own kind of ideas and so on. So I think, you know, at the show you'll see a good variety of work.
And apart from obviously just, you know, screening the shorts and kind of, you know, just getting people to see them, what's the, you know, the purpose? Will there be industry people around, or?
Yeah, there's a couple of things. Well, first of all, we have the show, which is on the IFI, and that'll be a screening of the films, and obviously a lot of industry will be invited to, or already, sorry, have been invited to the screening. So we've got people coming from different companies, and we've also got people from, say, the film board and places like that coming as well. So it'll be great exposure for the students' work, and hopefully, you know, on top of the kind of Oscars publicity and so on earlier in the year, I think there'll be a lot of interest in the show, and there'll be a good turnout. Also, we've got a portfolio day on the Friday after the show, which is the 27th or 28th. And that's a day where the students can put their portfolios on display, and industry again will be invited in to look at their work in more detail. So at the screening, obviously they'll get to see the actual finished piece, but they'll get to see kind of pre-production work and their other work as well, like life drawing and so on, at the portfolio day. In addition to that, then we'll kind of let the films loose and send them out to festivals and things like that, not just in Ireland but across the globe. We've had a good bit of success in the last couple of years submitting to festivals around the world, and hopefully that will continue this year, and the films will kind of have a life after the IFI screening.
You mentioned the Oscars there. Is there more pressure on students this year with the
the Oscars? In a way, yes, I suppose. Obviously, the spotlight is on the college a bit, with the Oscar success, and, you know, I suppose in a way it obviously puts more pressure on them. Pressure is obviously a good thing as well, though it helps to you know, sometimes raise the standard, which is good. But at the same time, I think the students, you know, the Oscars thing kind of came mid-production in a way. So I think they were already on a path, and they just really, it was about really, you know, seeing that journey through, so to speak. So although the pressure is there, I think they were kind of already on route. So, you know, probably didn't affect them as much as it might have done, maybe.
What advice would you give to, have you taken, are places in the course already gone for September, or can people still apply? Or
yeah, well, we've got three different courses. A number of places have been offered on those courses. I'm not sure off the top of my head at this moment in time whether there are any places left. If there are, there wouldn't be that many. But what we usually do is we open up applications over the summer for late applicants for all three animation courses. And sometimes when it comes to September, or when it comes to the crunch time of people actually turning up for courses, paying fees and all that, sometimes not everybody shows up for various reasons. So sometimes there might be one or two places left on the courses. So if people are still interested in applying, it's definitely worth their while applying over the summer online on the BCFE website, because there invariably there are always a couple of places left on the courses come September.
All right, well, thanks very much for talking to us.
No problem. You're very welcome.
Well, earlier in the program, we talked to some of the current students from the animation course who are just graduating, but we wanted to find out the views of someone who graduated last year, a full year ago, to see, you know, what happens in the life of an animation graduate from Ballyferm in a year. From then.
And what does happen? Give me a spoiler.
You're going to be amazed at what actually goes through. So I went to meet Stephen Byrne earlier on, and
that's what he had to say.
What course did you do in Ballyferm?
I did three different courses. I started with ADS, which was Animation Drawing Studies, which is like a one-year introductory portfolio type program. Then I did 2 years CCHND, which was a diploma for classical and computer animation, and then I did a 2-year degree course in animation, which was ADA.
And that's the last one you graduated from last year?
Yes, I graduated last May, I think, yes.
How did you find that particular course?
I really, really, really enjoyed it. The whole thing was 5 years. So my first year, I absolutely loved it to bits because I was learning so much new stuff and they were just throwing different things at me every day. And you were like basically breaking down everything you thought you knew about drawing and building it back up again. And then in the diploma course, it all got quite technical and logical and exercises about animation and all that kind of stuff. And I started to lose the faith. I started to think, is this for me? Because there wasn't much creative outlets in the course and you were just sort of plugging away. But then in third year, they introduced the short film where you got to pitch your concepts for a film, and I think they made 6 that year. And I pitched and I got to be director. And I sort of, that's when it all kind of changed for me, because I sort of realized that, wow, someone actually has some faith in my talents and creative abilities. And I had like 6 people working with me and we worked on that. And it was the hardest work I've ever done, probably even still, because I didn't know what I was doing, because, you know, but that's the best way to learn, is to be thrown in the deep end. And we played through that, and we made something which is now, looking at it, absolutely abysmal. But at the time, I was very proud of, and I still actually think the concept and the script works. It's just that the technical way that we put it together is just shocking.
What was it?
It was called Road Safety Robot.
Okay.
I don't want anyone to ever see it. So I still have it somewhere, but it's just it's tragic. It's kind of funny, but it's awful. No, it's shocking. I might put it up somewhere with my name removed from it, just to see if it gets any kind of a reaction. But I don't want to be held accountable. So then the next year was the first year of the degree course, and again, we pitched concepts, we made group films, and I got to be a director again. And this time, the film was the entire focus of the course. So it was the main thing that we were doing. And it went really well. And it was called Mariella, and it was a story about a girl growing up through her life, and she kind of pops through all her different ages, and you see her in different stages of her life. But the animation in it is kind of ropey now looking back, but I still like the story and all that kind of stuff. So then final year, same thing again, except it was a solo project, so you got to make your film entirely on your own. And I made Cookie Love, which was my degree graduate film, and I kind of think I put everything I had learned together and I got it mostly right. And I'd say it's not perfect, but it was what I wanted at the time. So basically once we were making our own films, I just really loved pretty much every minute of the course except for The Sleepless Nights.
What was it like making it on your own? You know, what was the difference?
You didn't have to worry about what other people were doing or if they were like doing things on time. When I was in the fourth year of the course, I'm laying awake at night, stress city, trying to think about will the other people get their stuff done in time on the deadline and all that. And I had to, when it was getting towards crunch time, I had to take scenes off people and do them myself because it wasn't getting done fast enough and all that kind of stuff. And it was just, oh my God, it was killing me. But in the final year, I was able to plan it all out from beginning to end, and I didn't have anyone to count on except me. And so I actually finished like a week early, which is kind of unheard of in Ballyfermotland. If you've ever been there on the last day, it's a mad apocalyptic scenario. You'd swear that the world was coming to an end with the kind of stress that's flying around the rooms. But the last year was probably, was the best year. But besides the little lull in the middle, it got better every single year that I was there. So I would advise anyone who's doing it to stick it out because it's very much worth it.
All right. When you finally finished up, what happened? What happens when you're like thrown out there? You know, what are your job opportunities like, or how?
I was very, very, very lucky to get something straight away. It was like 2 weeks after I left, and a friend of mine had gone for a storyboarding job for a film, and he decided himself that he wasn't cut out for it, or it wasn't right for him, but he had been in the Ballyfermot course with me, say, a couple of years ago, and he had left, but he remembered that I was good at that sort of thing, at like draftsmanship and hand drawing, and so he emailed me or rang me, told me about it, and I sent along my stuff, and I got an email back like 2 days later going, you're hired. Well, no, I had to go in and meet him, but it was very brief. It was like a 5 or 10 minute meeting. It was like, yeah, okay, off we go. And so I did that for the first few months after college, and it was the best job ever. It was 10 lads in a room, drawing, modeling, animating, showing each other filthy YouTube videos and just joking around. It was like college, except they were paying me for it, which I couldn't really believe. And any job where I have a pencil in my hand is pretty much ideal. So that was really, really sweet. So then after that, there was a lull period. I was doing bits and pieces. My next major thing was I did a couple of months working for a small animation company called Magpie 6 Media, and they had a project from Disney Online doing preschool animations for little kiddies, and it was like, that was stress city because they needed to do 50 animated shorts in 8 weeks. Considering I did one in my last year, it was like, okay, what's going on? But it was a crash course in Flash, basically, because they were doing most of the animated shorts in Flash. So that's how I learned Flash. And although it was stressful, it was really, really enjoyable. And I got a lot out of it. And I have Disney on my CV. So there you go. And then, let's see, what else? So during all that, okay, hang on, backstory. For the last couple of years, I've been doing bits and pieces for the Young People's Department in RTE. So I've been doing like web content, just little games and drawings and things like that. And I did that for them this was around third year in college, I started doing that. And I did that for them for a while. And then in fourth year, I think they asked me to do a TV spot where I'd go on once a week and be like, hi kids, here's how you draw a penguin. And I did that for a while, and since then I've been on a couple of different shows in the various incarnations of the Den that they've had over the last few years. And through that I met Emma O'Driscoll, who is a TV presenter. She does Den Tots, and she was a member of the Pop Sensation 6 a good few years ago.
How did we forget?
Oh yeah, I know. It's rocked the musical scene forever. But she was doing a children's book, and she knew I was illustratory type guy. came to me and asked me about it, and I was like, yeah, sure. And then I didn't hear anything from her for like a month, and so I said, okay, I'm gonna just sit. I basically did like, I don't know, like 10 different like drawing styles for kids books, and I sent them to her, and I was like, what do you think of these? And she said, wow, come and meet me. So we met and we talked and we developed the concept a fair bit, and eventually we settled on a style that we like, and she started sending me scripts and I started drawing them. So I was doing all this while I was finishing my film in college and working the storyboarding job and working the Disney job. So it was over a period of like 8 months I was doing it, but I was like, it was kind of in stops and starts and stuff like that, and there were times when we didn't think it was going to get made and stuff like that, and we didn't have publishers and didn't have money, but eventually we got it all together and came out at Christmas, and it's called The Misadventures of Max, in stores now.
Excellent.
But so that took up a hefty amount of time as well, and then I've been doing a TV spot once every couple of weeks on a show called Kazoo on the Den for the last year as well, but that just came to an end like 2 weeks ago.
How easy is it to cross over between, I mean, I know it's, you know, it's all involves drawing, but is there any major like difference from, you know, trying to draw something for from an illustration standpoint than, you know, working on an animation?
Let me think. I guess my process would be pretty much the same, which is to just go and get reference and just get piles and piles of books and surf the internet, and I have certain sites of artists and stuff that I know that I like, so I'll go on them and just like look at what they're doing and take a bit of what they're doing and add a bit of me to it, and so hope I come up with different styles. And you know, if you constantly draw the same way, or like in a vacuum but with nothing around you, you're just going to keep drawing the same way. So I always just, if it's looking too boring or unoriginal, I'll go out and I'll look around and be like, ah, that's a different way of looking at it, and so I'll do that. So that initial process is the same, I guess, the design process. I guess with illustration, you only have to do it like 10 times or however many pages you have. With animation, you have to do it 12 times for every second, and it gets very frustrating. So I guess I prefer illustration because you get more instant gratification from it. You get more of a kind of like satisfaction quicker, whereas animation, you're in it for the long haul and it takes a lot of patience and you really have to be crazy to do it, essentially.
What about comics?
Yeah, I love comics. They're so good. I have an online comic called The Network, which started out and still is a thing that I just kind of threw together for my friends, basically. It's kind of like a little comic book starring them, just sort of up to no good. I don't know if I can describe the content of it.
Yeah, of course you can.
It's sort of...
We have no sense.
Okay, it's sort of... how would you describe it? Have you read it? Have you?
Yeah.
How would you describe it? Because I'm interested to see how someone else would perceive it, someone who wasn't in my mind.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems like kind of like a gay superhero, I know, crackpot? Is that a crackpot team of, you know, different people who are...
highly dysfunctional.
Highly dysfunctional, with like a really awesome like cameo from Panty as a villain.
Yes.
Which is amazing.
Okay, cool. So that's pretty much describes it accurately enough. Yeah, it's let me think. So yeah, it's four highly dysfunctional homosexual superheroes with no discernible powers of any description, but they just sort of decide to take it upon themselves to fight the forces of evil and make as many pop culture references as possible along the way. So actually, after I posted the first one online, I posted it at like 1 p.m. that afternoon.
Okay.
It was a Friday. I went out on the town that night, and people I didn't know were coming up to me going, oh my god, The Network, wow, it's like so cool. And I was just kind of like, who are you? Well, I had like the people I had maybe met once before,
yeah, yeah.
So they were connected to me via Facebook because it's on Facebook, and yeah, so at that point I was kind of like, okay, this has an appeal that goes beyond the like four people that I drew it for. And so for the second one, I made it a bit more general, and that's why I included Panty, because I was like, she's an icon of the Dublin gay scene, so I figured that people would recognise her and go into it. And yeah, kind of the same thing happened again. I went a bit further. I started getting emails from people that I didn't know going, you're welcome. So, including the comic cast.
Yes.
Yeah, so... yeah, so then the third one I'm actually making, I mean, it's constantly evolving, and also I'm trying to make it the style and the putting more time into it now, yeah. as I realise that people are actually reading it. So the third one is slightly more based around like popular culture than just my friends.
Well, it's only, am I right in saying it's only available on Facebook?
So it is, but it is, but I gave it its own Facebook page recently, and I'm going to set up a separate site for it just before I publish the third one, so that it'll be available in different arenas. Although Facebook, I think, is ideal for sequential art. I mean, because it's like a, well, it's basically like a slideshow, and you just click, 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 and you can go through your story. And also, you know, there's the fun of being able to tag friends in the photos so that they, that like people can see, oh, I'm in this. People who may, might not otherwise know, if people I haven't seen in years, and I'm just like, ah, I need to take the piss out of them, so they'll like rock in and go, oh, look at this, and then they'll go look, they'll show it to their friends, and so get some more awareness, and hopefully someone sees it and likes it. I really love drawing comic books, and I've been doing it since I was like 8. I have Power Ranger comics that I used to do when I was that age, and I have there's I think 74 issues of Power Rangers from when I was that age. What kind of like patience did I have as a kid to knock out 74 issues of a comic? But
you still have them all?
Like 90% of them. I lost a few of them, but yeah, I have like there's lost a few in the middle, but I have most of them. Yeah, and I have like several X-Men ripoffs as I grew older. And yeah, no, I would actually kill for a job in comics, but I don't know. I've kind of been sitting on that talent or whatever for a while and developing it. I haven't necessarily thought that I was ready or good enough, but I'm kind of approaching a point now where I think that I've kind of, I'm close enough that I could start showing my work to people and getting criticism and developing it and approaching that dream, I suppose. So,
okay.
Hopefully.
Someday. So someday we might see the network in print.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, the third one is I'm actually doing it in an, like, it's the first two are all over the place. They're just like random thoughts and ideas, and I just kind of stuck them together and was like, yeah, there's a story. The third one is a bit more planned out. It's actually, it's 22 pages long, and I didn't plan it that way. It just happened that way. And it's like, it's actually pages with like sequences of art, so I can play around with storytelling and stuff like that more. And it's not just, you know, whoa, here's a cameo from, you know, Louis Walsh or whatever, who isn't the third issue.
Excellent. Well, what advice would you give to, obviously this is part of the show about the this year's graduates from Ballyfermot, I mean, and kind of...
They say it's about who you know as well as what you know, and it is, yeah. So know people and just know.
Network.
No, when it's not about, it's just about being, no, don't be ashamed or afraid to go up to someone who runs a company or whatever and just put yourself out there and be nice and be friendly, and but don't go up to them and be like, hi, I'm Johnny, here's my card and I do animation. Just go up and have a conversation and talk to them and just, you know, get to know people, because that's not all of my jobs, but a healthy percentage of my jobs have come from people that I've known or and have kind of heard that I was, you know, artistically talented, if you can say that. Spend a long time on your portfolio, I would say. Just like, don't, you hear this every week in college, but only include your best work and just make sure that you've got a few really good pieces and just get rid of the rest of it. And anytime you do something that you think is really good, show it to someone else. If it is really good, then add it to the portfolio or whatever. And also, if you're going for a specific job, gear your portfolio towards that specific job. And I would say that that is the best advice. Nothing terribly original in there, but it's still valid. There's a reason why it's said so often.
Well, thanks very much for talking to us, Steve.
No problemo.
We're back. That was Stephen. Any gossip, any behind the scenes scoop?
Well, as you know, we always like to collect a little bit of dirt after the mic has been turned off.
Yes.
And as you heard there, Stephen did say he'd worked on a children's book, but he's actually working on a new one.
Right.
And he said it was top secret. He said it's a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
And he can't believe someone hasn't done it already.
Okay. So what is it?
He wouldn't tell me. But I mean, if you get thinking, you could come up with this idea, because he said it's an idea that he couldn't believe hadn't been done.
So what you say? Yes, basically, what you just need to do is start to sit down and think, what idea has not been done yet?
Yeah.
And more than likely, you're going to hit it, because there's very few original ideas left.
Absolutely.
I would
hot air balloons with
bananas who disguise themselves as lampshades, taking on Nazi Germany.
Nazis always make a good film.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, we've now seen the shorts.
We did.
We were in there.
For at least half an hour.
Yes. Nicky Phelan gave a little speech.
Yeah.
It was at the start. Yeah, he had kind of an anecdote about, I should explain that only six, there was about actually six.
No, it was about ten.
It was about ten. Films. About ten short films were screened, but that's not all of them. So there's a few more that didn't quite make it. But the anecdote that Nicky was saying was that a friend of his, when he was in college, his one didn't get screened at the IFI bash, but he was actually the first person from their course to get a job out of it.
But was he the first person to get nominated for an Oscar?
There you go. That's something Nicky didn't mention. So what did you think of the shorts? It was quite a few.
I thought most of them were very good. I didn't really know what to expect going in, because
yes.
I don't know much about the process of animation. I've seen plenty of finished animated projects, but I don't really know how about students and what their quality works. I was pleasantly surprised by how good the large majority of them were. I was very impressed.
It was a very high standard. Just a few off the top of my head, there was one called Spotlight, which I quite enjoyed, which
it was
a clown trying to get the attention of a small child.
Yeah.
And eventually he has to, the only way he can get his attention is by
Tommy Cooper and heart attack on stage.
That was great. Actually, speaking of that one, there was actually a lot of kind of dark ones. It started out quite nice, and then
there was quite a few very dark ones. Surprised me. What other ones were good? There was one called Spark, which was about a guy being attacked by he had like robot slaves who were chasing him down the street. And that was one that was pretty good. And there was Here, Mister, Where's My Cat?
Yes,
this is great.
Yes, a little girl who'd lost her cat. Again, another really quite sinister. Starts out quite nice and ends quite sinister. Actually, the highlight certainly for me was one which we've just seen them, so we're not really entirely sure about who's done them all, but there was one called, was it Nana's Strawberry Preserve or Jam or something?
It was done by Aoife Doyle, I believe.
Yes, you were right. Yeah, that was great.
That
could have been a complete finished. You would have seen that on TV or something, and you'd be
I'd be impressed.
Absolutely.
That was definitely one of the highlights. I guess that's it.
That's it for this.
This year's where they should have the animation graduate showcase.
It's been glamour.
Yeah,
there's been highlights. There's been lows. but it's actually it's great. And
we're just gonna go off and try and shadow Tom Moore for the rest of the year. We'll see where we end up. We'll be back in a few days with our regular edition of the podcast. So please tune in. New listeners were awesome. So please come back. See you later.
When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are, anything your heart desires will come to you. If your heart is in your dream, no requests is too extreme. When you wish upon the stars as dreamers do. Fate is kind. She brings to those who love the sweet fulfillment of their secret longing, but in like a boat out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through. Mama, when you wished upon the star, your dreams come true. Secret long, yes, like a boat out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through. Baby, when you wish upon a star, your dream when you wished upon the stars, makes no difference who you are, your dreams are gone. Bye bye, boy, yes, true.